With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, April 29th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, the high school portions of the Drake Relays got off to a start yesterday and will be roaring on throughout the rest of today. But two Plymouth County competitors got the high school Drake Relays started in Des Moines yesterday. Lamar's Brandon Vanderslice was the first to get things rolling in the discus throw. Vanderslice started off with a throw of 172 feet 3 inches and then struggled to get back to that mark over his next three throws. His fifth throw reached 173 8 inches. Before he really reached his potential on his sixth throw, Vanderslice releasing a throw of 180 feet 6 inches. That finished in third place overall at the Drake Relays. He was beat by Indianola's Walker Whalen, who threw 191 feet 8, 5 inches, and Linmar's McCade Yelenick with a throw of 181 feet 1 inch. And the throw was historic for Vanderslice, who, despite not winning the Drake Relays, did break Lamar's school record in the process. He broke the record set by Chris Collier back in 2002 of 178 feet 9 inches, breaking the throw by almost 2 full feet. So Brandon Vanderslice finishing third at the discus at the Drake Relays yesterday. And Hinton's Anna Coffey continued the action in the girls' high jump yesterday. Coffey cleared the first two heights without an issue, but she struggled to get past the third height of 5 feet 4 inches and finished with a height of 5 feet 2 inches, finishing 14th in the 24-person field. Sheldon's Maddie Olson was first place at 5 feet 7 inches. That beat the tiebreaker with Bishop Heelan's Taylor Jokum, who finished second. Unity Christian's Molly Zylstra was fourth, and Lawton Bronson's Addison Smith was sixth. But again, Hinton's Anna Coffey coming fourth in the high jump yesterday. And not only did we have some representation on the high school side of things, the college side sported a Plymouth County athlete. Galen Catholic alum Zach Kraft also got things rolling at the Drake Relays yesterday in the men's college decathlon. Kraft participated in that for Iowa State yesterday. Kraft struggled, though, as a freshman to match with the more experienced juniors and seniors in the field and finished ninth place as one of only two freshmen in the event. He totaled 5,362 points to finish in that ninth spot in the 10-competitor field. Kraft's best individual event showing came in the shot put when he finished second with a throw of 13.07 meters. He also did well in the discus throw, where he finished sixth in that event with a throw of 34.1 meters. But again, overall, Kraft finishing ninth in the men's decathlon for Iowa State yesterday. Concordia St. Paul's Jacob Tordson was the champion of the decathlon with 7,145 points. Nice showing, though, for Zach Kraft as a freshman again. He'll gain more experience in a lot of those decathlon events and hopefully be right back there again in the top half of the decathlon in the coming seasons. We take a look now at the KLEM sports scores and results page. We'll take a break from the track side of things. Head on over to the golf course, War Eagle Conference and Western Valley Conference golf yesterday. We'll start on the girls' side in the War Eagle Conference. Akron Westfield winning a forfeit over West Sioux with a team total of 203. West Sioux, again, doesn't have enough golfers to come up with a full team score. Taryn Wilkin of Akron Westfield, the medalist, shooting a 47. Katie Johnson right behind her at 48. And Natalie Nielsen of Akron Westfield, fourth with a 53. Remsen St. Mary's beat Hinton yesterday 210-223. It was Sydney Tritz finishing first for the Hawks with a 45. Haley Rosenbaum of Hinton was second at 52. Our Remsen St. Mary's Isabella Ahrens shooting a 54. And Hinton's Kennedy Spies and Macy Gravenish of Remsen St. Mary's tying for fourth with 55 apiece. Other girls' scores: Unity Christian beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn 222-229. South O'Brien over Harris Lake Park 212-224. And the Kingsley Pearson girls golf team finished second at a Western Valley Conference meet in Mapleton to the host MVAOCOU. The Panthers scoring 205, MVAOCOU scoring 202, but individual medalist honors going to Kingsley Pearson's Jordan Sitzman, who shot a 45. To the boys' golf side of things, Akron Westfield destroyed West Sioux 164-212. Carter Wilkin, the medalist for the Westerners, shooting a 37 on the day in that golf duel in the War Eagle Conference. Jackson Marnock and Landon Vosberg tied for second with 42 apiece. And Remsen St. Mary's made it a sweep of Hinton on the boys' golf side of things, 174 to 190. Carter Shorg and Hunter Pick of Remsen St. Mary's go first and second, respectively, with 39 and 42. Brody Spies and Bo Cook of Hinton tied for third at 46. Jackson Bunkers also tied for third for Remsen St. Mary's, shooting 46 as well. Unity Christian beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn 172 to 188. South O'Brien over Harris Lake Park 178 to 199. To the MVAOCOU invite, Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central was in action there with a little bit more of a depleted team with the some of the better performers at the Drake Relays this weekend, but they were still able to come away with wins on the girls and boys side. Let's take a look first at the individual results. On the girls side, the 400 meter dash, that's where Kirsten Cameron finished third for KPWC. 800 meter run, Sarah Hammond was first. 100 meter hurdles, Avery Schrader, finished third. In the 1500 meter run, it was Lillian Ofert who placed third for KPWC. In the 3000 meter run, CJ Hanna was second. 400 meter hurdles, Caitlin Archer, the champ in that on the girls' side. The discus throw, Allie Schweitzberger was first place with a throw of 128 feet 2 inches. That was 20 feet better than the second place thrower. In the shot put, Schweitzberger came in second place at 33 feet 1.5 inches. And the 4x800 relay team for KPWC was first at 11 minutes 6.57 seconds. KPWC on the girls' side wins the meet with 159.5 points. Lawton Bronson was second, and Dennison Schleswig was third. Going now to the boys' side of things, Braden Coulter in the 100-meter dash finished second in a very tight finish. The official measurement has him a hundredth of a second off of first place in a tight finish there. 110-meter hurdles, Connor Bielner was second for KPWC. 400-meter hurdles, Bielner comes in first place in that one. In the discus throw, Luke Paulson was first at 135 feet 11 inches. The high jump, Bo Goodwin was second there at 5 feet 8 inches. The 4x100 relay team comes in first, 4x2 comes in second, 4x4 in second, and same with the distance medley in second place. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central scoring a 138 team total for first place. West Monona was second, and Ridgeview was third. A full listing of the individual results from that MVAOCOU invite that can be found on our website at KLAM1410.com. Hover over the sports tab at the top of the homepage, and in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. Now to detour to a little bit of college news. It was announced earlier this week that Concordia University and Lamar's alum Keaton Kandor was this week's GPAC Sports Baseball Player of the Week. Kandor led Concordia's offensive attack during a four-game sweep at Dort up in Sioux Center. He went 7-for-16 with 5 runs, a double, 4 home runs, and 9 RBIs. Over the weekend, Kandor became the program's all-time leader in runs scored with 155 on his career. He also owns program career records at Concordia for games played with 207, home runs with 41, RBIs with 173, and walks with 102. Again, Lamar's product, Keaton Kandor, playing for Concordia University, is this week's GPAC Sports Baseball Player of the Week. Congrats to Kandor on that honor. Taking a look at what's going on now today, we'll start with what's taking place at the Drake Relays today, and this is where the large bulk of our athletes will be getting things going bright and early today. Anna Coffey of Hinton competes in the 100-meter hurdles today. Lamar's Reese Spieler in the 110-meter hurdles. Aubrey Bell of KPWC will compete in the 100-meter dash, while Galen Catholic's Keaton Bonderson also competes in the 100-meter dash. Some relay teams will get things going. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's girls sprint medley team and the 4x200 relay team will compete, and that is the same four girls on both medley teams: McKenna Bowman, Mackenzie Goodwin, Aubrey Bell, and Erica Koontz. Some field events, including Lauren Kunkel of Hinton in the discus, Brandon Vanderslice of Lamar's in the shot put, Aubrey Bell of KPWC in the long jump, and Lamar's Sione Fafita in the high jump. And in the evening session today, KPWC's Erica Koontz will run in the 400-meter dash. Now to the rest of the high school sports schedule today involving area high schools. Lamar's tennis will be in action in Council Bluffs. The boys tennis team hosts Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Lamar's girls will be at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson. Lamar's girls track is in action in Spencer today. Galen Catholic, Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, and Hinton track will be in action in Correctionville at River Valley. Akron Westfield will be in action at A.R. Hesla Field in Hull, a meet hosted by Boyden Hall Rock Valley. And MMCRU will be hosting a track meet today with a number of schools, including Remsen St. Mary's. Lamar's boys soccer is against Boyden Hall Rock Valley today at home, and MMCRU is at Akron Westfield in War Eagle Conference Golf. For more sports and news and notes, check out KLEM1410.com or follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.